Welcome to the break of dawn. It's been a while and I apologize. You know, time flies, does it? Anyway, I'm just so thankful that you're here, and I want to do something a little different today. As I've shared in prior podcasts, that I suffer from chronic pain, and what I thought I would do today is just share some scripture that I listened to. I'm made a commitment to myself that I would listen to it once in the morning and once falling asleep at night. And I pray and that I just soak in the scripture that God gives us, you know, whether it's for healing or for direction, for whatever you're walking through in your life, right? So what I want to do first is I want to go ahead and pray, and then I'm going to do 10 minutes, and then I'll do another 10-minute segment, probably like tomorrow. So, Heavenly Father, we just come before you. I thank you for anyone who is listening to this. I pray that you pour your grace upon them. Whatever they're walking through, Lord, I pray that they seek you first and seek your guidance in anything and everything that they do. May they put their trust in you and that they know your Son, Jesus Christ. We lift this all up to you, Heavenly Father, in your holy and precious name. Amen and amen. Okay, so here we go.
But I will restore you to health and heal your wounds, declares the Lord. Jeremiah 30:17. See now that I myself am He. There is no God besides me. I put to death and I bring to life. I have wounded and I will heal, and no one can deliver out of my hand. Deuteronomy 32:39. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and I will forgive their sin and will heal their land. Now my eyes will be open and my ears attentive to the prayers offered in this place. 2 Chronicles 7:14-15. You restored me to health and let me live. Surely it was for my benefit that I suffered such anguish. In your love you kept me from the pit of destruction. You have put all my sins behind your back. Isaiah 38:16-17. I have seen their ways, but I will heal them. I will guide them and restore comfort to Israel's mourners, creating praise on their lips. Peace, peace to those far and near, says the Lord, and I will heal them. Isaiah 57:18-19. Nevertheless, I will bring health and healing to it. I will heal my people and will let them enjoy abundant peace and security. Jeremiah 33:6. Dear friend, I pray that you may enjoy good health and that all may go well with you, even as your soul is getting along well. 3 John 1:2. And my God will meet all your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:19. He will wipe every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, or mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away. Revelations 21:4. My son, pay attention to what I say. Turn your ear to my words. Do not let them out of your sight. Keep them within your heart, for they are life to those who find them, and health to one's whole body. Proverbs 4:20-22. A cheerful heart is good medicine, but a crushed spirit dries up the bones. Proverbs 17:22. There is a time for everything and a season for every activity under the heavens. A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to uproot. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to tear down and a time to build. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance, a time to scatter stones and a time to gather them, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing, a time to search and a time to give up, a time to keep and a time to throw away, a time to tear and a time to mend, a time to be silent and a time to speak, a time to love and a time to hate, a time for war and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes 3:1-8. Lord, be gracious to us. We long for you. Be our strength every morning, our salvation in time of distress. Isaiah 33:2. Therefore, confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is powerful and effective. James 5:6. He himself bore our sins in his body on the cross so that we might die to sins and live for righteousness. By his wounds you have been healed. 1 Peter 2:24. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid. John 14:27. Come to me, all you who are weary and burdened, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me, for I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. He gives strength to the weary and increases the power of the weak. Isaiah 40:29. No temptation has overtaken you except what is common to mankind. And God is faithful. He will not let you be tempted beyond what you can bear. But when you are tempted, he will also provide a way out so that you can endure it. 1 Corinthians 10:13. Then they cried out to the Lord in their trouble, and he saved them from their distress. He sent out his word and healed them. He rescued them from the grave. Let them give thanks to the Lord for his unfailing love and his wonderful deeds for mankind. Psalms 107:19-21. Lord my God, I called you for help and you healed me. Psalms 30:2. The righteous cry out and the Lord hears them. He delivers them from all their troubles. The Lord is close to the brokenhearted and saves those who are crushed in spirit. The righteous person may have many troubles, but the Lord delivers him from them all. He protects all his bones. Not one of them will be broken. Evil will slay the wicked. The foes of the righteous will be condemned. The Lord will rescue his servants. No one who takes refuge in him will be condemned. Psalm 34:17-22.
Okay, so we're going to go ahead and stop right there, and I'll share some more in another post. I just wanted to, I also wanted to say about the chronic pain that I experienced. I do believe that God has healed me. I'm waiting for that manifestation of that. So I believe that for me, I like to take those steps of just being in prayer about it, listening to scripture about healing. So no matter what it is that you're walking through, believe that it's already happened, and then, you know, reinforce it with scripture, knowing that, you know, God heals. He has healed, and he does heal, will continue to heal. So I just want to thank you for joining Break of Dawn, and I look forward to seeing you again. Have a blessed day.